How did your dad's experience help form you? What did you take away?
My dad's my dad, you know, so I love my dad, but, you know, him not being out made me grow up faster. Help my mom out, try to be there for my mom and just become a man quicker. And I'm still learning the rope as being a young man. But, you know, my dad there now in my life, and I love every bit of it.
Have you talked to DJ Swearinger at all about Texas?
I talked to him maybe once or twice, but it wasn't my dad. It was just like, hey, man, what's going on? How you doing hanging out? Where you at? Like that, he called me about how things going with me in the combine and everything. It wasn't really directly about the Texas. Nah, I probably was like, hey, what they thinking about, you know, but I really asked him anything about the Texans, you know. I just was like, it's gonna happen. It's not, they're gonna take who they need and who they want, regardless. So hope to perform well here in this combine draft and hope they wanna choose me.
What do you know about Johnny Manziel?
I mean, you know, Johnny's a good athlete. Also, everybody out here knows that a guy can play. He was a great college football player in his 3 years at Texas. A&M, and I believe Johnny is a great player and a great athlete.
There are people who think get drafted high, get the paycheck. You know, you're gonna, once you get the NFL, it's gonna be the downturn
of
your career.
I believe that once I get to the NFL, it's gonna be the up of my career. I just want to be the best. I want to be one of the greatest of all time, and the NFL just the next level, stepping stone in my way. Coming out of high school, I said I want to be one of the best in college, and I think I proved that. And going to the NFL, I want to be one of the best in the NFL. Go down in history as one of the best. So I got another stepping stone in the way. Take care of my business and hopefully accomplish that in the NFL.
Do you need any of your draft stock where you
can perform? Excuse me?
How conscious of protecting your draft stock where you can
land this year? I mean, it wasn't about that. I was out there trying to win, help my team win games. I wasn't really worried about no draft stock or nothing. That take care of itself when I get done. When your play going to prefer on your draft. So I was out there trying to make plays for my team, no matter what it took. Connor Shaw? I believe Connor Shaw got every potential and everything it takes to be an NFL quarterback. You know, coming out there of practice, he was hurt. He come in and push through practice. He lead the team. He come back through when we need him in clutch moments against Missouri, came back hurt and pushed through the game and put us in position to win that game. And I think he's a great quarterback. He can throw it. He can run. Make the great calls out there on the field. So, you know, kind of hats off to Connor Shaw. He playing good. Play good football.
What's your biggest surprise as part of the pre-draft process for you? I know it's very early on in the pre-draft process. What's the biggest surprise?
I mean, I really have no surprises about what's going on, you know. I'm just here trying to take care of my business and do what I have to do to get drafted as high as possible.
Do you ever consider not coming back for your junior season?
Nah, I told the guys in the locker room, they talking that nonsense right now. So they knew I was coming back. I know the coaches knew I was coming back. They was like, don't worry about it. The media going to talk, of course. And I say, nah, I'm just be ready to play, you know, try to help the team win. Break this. I say, coach, I'm trying to break the sack record this year, you know. He already knew I was going for that tackle for loss record also. I was close up on all of them going to my junior year. Things didn't go out as possible, but I knew I had a lot of high expectations of myself. And I was looking forward to the season. Things that, you know, I think I played hard and physical every game. No, I played hard through all that. If that was the case, it would affect my game last year. I played with him last year, ended up with 13 and a half sacks. And it affect me. So this year, you know, a lot of things didn't go as well playing, like I said before. A lot of teams played me different, played our team different. The quick plays, when we watch them on film, they taking 3 and 4 seconds to throw the ball. And you watch them out our game, they taking like 2 seconds. And they're not moving in the pocket, so they changed the game plan up against us also, according to because of our defensive line. So, you know, they played us different, and things didn't go as planned.